AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The ambassadors of Lebanon and Israel will meet today in Washington for their country's first direct talks in decades. Lebanon is hoping for a ceasefire as a prerequisite, similar to Iran and U.S. talks brokered by Pakistan. Israel, however, has framed the talks as peace negotiations, with Hezbollah's disarmament as a priority, with no mention of a ceasefire or a withdrawal of its forces from southern Lebanon. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on reactions from the Lebanese people ahead of today's Lebanon-Israel meeting.
Residents in Beirut say they're not opposed to direct talks with Israel, but many express pessimism that they would not be fruitful. Beirut resident Bilal Keber tells the AP, "I'm with peace, this must eventually be resolved, otherwise the two sides will keep striking each other." While Haytham Kaya, another resident, says he hopes that there will be a good outcome from the talks, but that he'd never seen negotiations involving Lebanon be successful. The militant Hezbollah group has urged the state to pull out of discussions in Washington, the first such negotiations in decades. The latest round of fighting has been sparked by Hezbollah firing rockets into northern Israel on March 2 and Israel retaliating after the U.S. and Israel attacked Iran. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Democratic Representative Eric Swalwell of California has announced he's resigning from Congress following sexual assault and misconduct allegations that he's denied. The seven-term lawmaker dropped out of the California governor's race on Sunday. In Texas, Republican Representative Tony Gonzalez says he'll retire from Congress after bipartisan calls to expel him. Gonzalez had already said he would not seek re-election after admitting to an affair with a staff member who later died by suicide. His retirement announcement came just hours after Swalwell announced he'd be resigning. This is AP News. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on a missing U.S. woman in the Bahamas.
Police in the Bahamas have released a Michigan man who said his wife disappeared after falling overboard from a small boat in waters off the island nation. Brian Hooker from Onstead had been in police custody since April 8th after being questioned by authorities. He told police that 55-year-old Lynette Hooker fell overboard the night of April 4th from their motorboat as they were traveling from Hopetown to Elbow Cay in the Bahamas. He said his wife had the keys and the boat's engine shut off, forcing him to paddle ashore. After consulting with prosecutors, who recommend against filing charges at the time, with investigations continuing. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Former UConn star AZ Fudd is on her way to Dallas as the number one pick in the WNBA draft. More stories at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.